And Pam Weisel isn't alone in her criticism of non-traditional mortgages. In fact, concern has been expressed in high places by the Federal Reserve, by the FDIC, and by the man in charge of regulating the country's federal banks.
John Dugan is the U.S. Comptroller of the Currency. He joins us here in our Washington studio. Glad you're with us.
Glad to be here.
Now, I understand that you have specific concerns about these non-traditional mortgages. What are your concerns?
Really, we have two concerns. One, do consumers really understand that their mortgage payment can go up so dramatically in the out years, creating what we call payment shock? And secondly, can consumers afford to repay these loans once they have to start paying at the much higher rates? And I should say that that last concern is not just about consumers, it's about the banks that we regulate too. Are they adequately assessing the ability of the borrower to repay the loan?
What's the answer to that question?
And the answer is, I think in many cases they are, but what our guidance that we just put out recently did was try to address both concerns. First, it requires lenders to make sure through better disclosures that consumers understand the risks of the product, that their monthly payment can really go up a lot. And secondly, it requires the lenders to assess whether the consumer can afford to repay the loan, not just based on the initial monthly payment, which is lower, but based on the higher monthly payment that comes later.
You're going to have to forgive me because I'm a little bit confused.
You're
okay. Using requirement and guidance
okay.
almost interchangeably, and those aren't the same things.
Guidance, when we issue guidance, it does allow some flexibility in how the provisions are implemented, but they are expectations that we put on that they will be followed by the institutions that we supervise and regulate. And it's quite a strong expectation, which is why we put it out for notice and comment so that they could provide comment about it, and we will hold our lenders to those expectations.
Hmm. Penalties if they fail to do this?
Well, this is not something that we usually is addressed that way. This is something where we have examiners that will examine the institutions to make sure they are doing what they are supposed to be doing. And there are a whole range of supervisory tools that we have to make sure that they comply.
Hmm. You know, people who look at the housing market have been raising red flags about this for a few years now. Were regulators asleep at the switch? Should these kind of mortgages, should they have been allowed to become so prevalent in the first place?
Our job generally is not to design mortgage products. And so when we step into an area of the mortgage market or any other lending market and make recommendations about mortgage underwriting practices, we don't do that lightly. I will say that I began working on this from the very first month that I was on the job as Comptroller of the Currency, which I took office about a year and a half ago. It was important when we did that to make sure that we put this out as proposed guidance for people to comment on, consumer groups, businesses, mortgage lenders. And I will say we got a full range of comments, and I think we, as a result, produced a better round of guidance. But we did so in, I think, an appropriate fashion.
In an ideal world, would you be more comfortable if these products weren't so prevalent now?
You know, I guess I would say it a different way. I think markets evolve and they create different products over time. And if the proper guidance, the proper underwriting standards are put in place so that real honest judgments are made about borrowers' ability to repay and consumers understand what they're getting, really understand, then that's really for the markets to work out. It's not really what we do is to say which kind of mortgage. If, for example, if you had that kind of attitude, we might never have seen adjustable rate mortgages at all. And people who've long preferred them and thought they were a good deal might never have had them if people took too strict an attitude.
John Dugan, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thank you very much.
John Dugan is the U.S. Comptroller of the Currency. He was here in our Washington studio.